me see what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Ah, yes. Welcome back, everybody. And it's time for our regular Friday features to continue. And this is You Big Dummy. This is where we take real news stories of real people and we read them and they do real, real dumb stuff. And then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Esmeralda, you're going to be our third vote.
Yay!
All right, so let's get to the dummies. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Two suspects are being penalized after they allegedly stole a life-size cutout of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and then crashed their getaway car. Lawrence police spokesman Patrick Compton says a man and a woman grabbed the cutout at a McDonald's restaurant on Monday. They ran out the door, they jumped in their car, and sped away. Officers investigating a nearby two-car accident saw the cutout in one of the vehicles. Compton said the vehicle also matched the description of the car that drove away from the McDonald's. The Lawrence Journal World reports the two were issued notices to appear for theft and were cited in the accident. One person was treated for minor injuries. The cutout of the popular Chiefs quarterback wasn't damaged, and it's back on display at the McDonald's.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number two, dummy number two. A new Spanish-designed submarine has a weighty problem. The vessel is more than 70 tons too heavy, and officials fear if it goes out to sea, it will not be able to surface. A former Spanish official says the problem can be traced to a miscalculation. Someone apparently put a decimal point in the wrong place. It was a fatal mistake, who works for the defense ministry said. The Isaac Perel, the first in a new class of diesel-electric submarines, was nearly completed when engineers discovered the problem. A U.S. Navy contractor in Connecticut, Electric Boat, has signed a deal to help the Spanish defense ministry finish it to slim down the 2,200-ton submarine. The agreement with Groton, which is a Connecticut-based electric boat company, calls for Spain to pay over $14 million for 3 years with the assessment of the problem with the S-80 program, the submarine program. Now the senior fellow with the Strategic Study Group, a think tank in Madrid, said officials will review options provided by Electric Boat, but he said the preference has been to extend the length of the submarine's hull, perhaps by 5 to 6 meters, to increase buoyancy. Otherwise, the weight of the submarine would have to be reduced. And he said the Spanish Navy would not be able to compromise features such as a combat system or air-independent propulsion system. The Isaac Perel was named after the 19th-century Spanish submarine designer. It's one of four vessels in the class that are in various stages of construction. The country has invested $2.7 billion in the program, and this was the first time that they had to redesign it. 70 tons too much because of a decimal point.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me, and the dummy makes three.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Hey, by the way, as you guys know, if they were ever to make a movie about that that Spanish sub, I would like it.
You'd be first in line.
I would be first in line because, as everybody who knows, I love all submarine movies. Even if they make a movie about a submarine that's 70 tons too heavy because of a decimal point, I will still see it and love it because submarine movies rule. I'm a dummy. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. A California news reporter made an on-air slip-up after saying she reportedly tried to contact a man who died in a police chase, but he was, quote, unavailable for comment. Sarah Welch of KTLA was reporting in Anaheim when the TV station shared the clip while talking about Eluth Peloza Nava, 50, who was killed in a police chase by two officers. Welch mentioned trying to contact the deceased man. She said, "We reached out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment." Sarah Welch was on air for KTLA when she said that he was killed by police and he was unavailable for comment. Well-known Twitter user and journalist Yashir Ali shared a clip of that moment. Ali said, "When I say I nearly passed out from laughing, I mean that." Since the initial post, the tweet has gained more than 57,000 likes, 13,000 retweets, and 15,000 comments. One user wrote, "So the psychic medium wasn't taking calls?" Another Twitter user joked that Nava was ghosting Welch after someone said he was ignoring her. Hold on a minute now. Hey, hold it.
All right.
I need to find that clip. Did you see the clip, Tom?
I did, yeah. Okay. It's as ridiculous as it sounds.
Can we? Because we had a break here for weather. When we come back after the weather and the break, can you have that audio just so we can wrap it up? All right. All right. Let's take a break here for weather, and we'll come back, and we have a couple more dummies and vote, and we will do Straight Outta Context. No Nick D Spies this week, but keep your ears peeled. If somebody mentions me, jot it all down and send it in. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are in the middle of You Big Dummy. Esmeralda Leon is here. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
Okay. Okay, before the break, I read dummy number three, and it is Sarah Welch from KTLA reporting in Anaheim on TV, where she said she tried to contact a man who died in a police chase, but he was, quote, unavailable for comment. And we did find the audio, so let's listen to this.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment. Michael, tried to reach out.
That's fantastic. Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy blah, 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 four. A man wearing a Captain America costume was arrested for burglary after a Mississippi homeowner caught the phony superhero breaking into a shed on his property, cops report. David Hobbs, where was Shaw? David Hobbs, 36, was collared early Monday morning as he allegedly tried to use a pipe to break into a shed at the rear of a residence in the city of Clarksdale. Hobbs was thwarted when an alarm alerted the homeowner of an attempted 3 a.m. burglary. The victim held Hobbs at gunpoint until police arrived. For some unknown reason, Hobbs was wearing a Captain America costume complete with mask. His outfit also included fairy wings. Captain America doesn't wear fairy wings, does he? His outfit included fairy wings, apparently for a quick getaway. Hobbs, sans costume, was locked up in the Camona County Jail, $25,000 bond. They photographed and handcuffed Hobbs while he sat on a bench in the police headquarters.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy number five. A 30-year-old man was hospitalized Thursday after suffering a stab wound in the leg at home on Highland Avenue. At home on Highland Avenue, police later said that Philip Gagne accidentally stabbed himself, but tried to blame it on a man with whom he had been arguing. After investigating the matter further, police charged Gagne with filing a false report or alarm, a Class D misdemeanor. Lieutenant Scott Watkins from the Auburn Police said, "It was a great team effort. The officers, sergeants, and detectives did a great job in determining what really occurred. Friends of the injured man applied a tourniquet to stop the bleeding as rescue crews rushed to 37 Highland Avenue at 4 p.m. Gagne lives at the address. Police said that the injury did not appear to be life-threatening.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy."
Okay. All right. We got to do a recap here, and we got to vote. We got a third vote, so we... and that's Esmeralda, so we're not going to need a call-in. All right, so let's do it. Here's the recap. We've got the dummies who stole a life-size cutout of quarterback Patrick Mahomes and then crashed the car. We have the dummies who were going to build a submarine that was 70 tons too heavy because of a misplaced decimal point. We got the dummy reporter who said that a dead man was unavailable for comment. We have the dummy who was dressed as Captain America charged with burglary. And we got the dummy who accidentally stabbed himself in the leg. All right. Dumb. Very dumb. Tom, dumb.
It's the KTLA lady. It's the that asked the dead man for comment.
Asked the dead man because
no
unavailable for comment.
She thought of that. She put that in a script and said it.
Yeah.
So
and the audio is hilarious. So okay, the dummy reporter who said that the dead man was unavailable for comment. That's your vote. Okay. All right, I'm going to vote, and then Esmeralda, you're going to be the third vote. Mm. So, all right, I love the cardboard cutout story. My favorite part of that is that it was safely delivered back to the McDonald's. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes is now back in the lobby of the McDonald's as a cardboard cutout. I love that. A lot of money was involved in that decimal point thing, like a lot of money. So that's really a dumb. The dummy reporter is fantastic. I love the fact that the Captain America guy had angel wings. I'm not really sure what that has to do with Captain America, because Captain America can't fly, right?
No.
He's just got the shield, right?
He can jump real high. He
can jump real high, but he can't fly.
No.
He's
got that badass shield.
Yeah, that thing can kind of fly.
Yeah. Well, he whips it and it goes into walls and stuff.
And your jaw.
Yeah. You know, I've seen all the Avenger movies, and I've seen all the Captain America movies. You'd think I'd know what Captain America would be able to do.
You know, they don't really showcase his talents as well as you'd think.
You know, he's kind
he just
of...
beats people up, and that's that.
You know, in the Avengers movies, I mean, especially the last one in... Mm. What the hell was the last one called? Endgame, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a major, like, he was majorly in charge in that one.
Large and in charge.
Yeah. Good old Chris Evans with his face. and then, of course, we have the dummy who accidentally stabbed himself. We get that one a lot. There's people who are always like, oh, well, what? It didn't go down this way. I need to prison. So,
is that what they say? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I guess I got to go with the dummy reporter too. The dummy reporter who said that the dead man was unavailable for comment. But man, the cardboard cutout thing makes me happy. I don't know why. That one just thrills me. Okay, where are you? What's your thinking, Esmeralda?
I have to go with the reporter.
Ah, so it's unanimous.
Yeah,
yeah.
She was so serious.
Yeah. Can we play it one more time? If we can play we have the winner of the dummy of the week, and we get to hear her mistake again. This is directly from the newscast that she broadcast.
I just need 1 second.
All right, 1 second.
And how did no one else tell her?
Yeah, like
people
yeah.
listen to these things and nobody
said
that
anything.
Was a
hey,
thing.
He's unavailable for comment because he's dead. You just said that. So we got it? Here we go.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment. Micah, back.
I hope so.
Back to you in the studio.
Now, say, Michael, back to you. Did Michael go, what? When she threw it back to him, I mean, I would love to see how his what his reaction was. Like, Michael, back to you. What? Wait a minute. What?
This
what?
Just in. We are now hiring at yeah. KTLA.
Wow. All right. Okay. Yeah. But I still love the cardboard cutout. And I'm glad that it's back where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and it didn't sustain any injuries.
Now, you're a football fan, Tom?
I would say so, yeah.
Is Patrick Mahomes, is he good?
Yeah, man.
Like, real good?
Like the Bears had a chance to get him, and they didn't.
Oh.
Like, and he's a total beast.
Is he worthy of a cardboard cutout of him being stolen from a McDonald's?
Oh, man.
Not that I would put you on the spot for encouraging theft, but if he's that big a deal, it's like, man, I got to have a cardboard cutout of this guy.
I'd love to have a cardboard cutout of Patrick Mahomes in my house.
Well go to McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, they probably got him chained up now.
Yeah,
or
they probably
like
do
that.
But it's cardboard. You can just rip the chain out.
But yeah. You know what? I'll probably try to get a nice big Hamburglar statue before I go after Mahomes.
Go right for the Hamburglar.
Going to burgle him.
Hey, remember, Esmeralda, you remember when they tried to turn the Hamburglar into a real dude? When they had a real mask, like a guy dressed up like the Hamburglar, is the new Hamburglar. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh.
It sounds frightening.
You got to look it up. It's terrifying. You got to look it up. It's, I guess if you search new Hamburglar mascot or human Hamburglar mascot, when you see this, I'm telling you, these things are supposed to be fun for kids. All the characters in McDonald's are supposed to be fun for kids. This is nightmare inducing. Like if this dude popped up as the Hamburglar, kids would not sleep for 4 months.
Well, it's almost as bad as when they had a, you know, tried to clone a bunch of Grimaces in the basement.
What?
Don't feed them after midnight.
Yeah.
They multiply.
You don't want a wet Grimace.
Is that what they're calling it nowadays?
That's a prank that I used to do.
The wet Grimace.
Give the guy an old wet Grimace. Yeah, that was a college prank back in the days. The old wet Grimace. Esmeralda's looking this up on your phone. Are you seeing the human Hamburglar?
No, I only keep seeing some weird cartoon mask version of a hamburger with a face.
Oh, that's not it.
No.
All right, I'll try and find it. I'll try and find it.
I think that's Mayor McCheese.
It's because I put human hamburger costume.
Oh, Hamburglar. Hamburglar.
I think it filled it in for me.
He burgles the ham.
Hamburglar.
Right. Human Hamburglar.
Oh, yeah. He looks so... He just looks really...
He's like,
he doesn't seem fun in any way.
No, he seems creepy. He's like the dude next door who dresses weird.
He's already been to prison.
He's going to steal your hamburgers.
Right.
It's like, cool.
You break into
my house?
Yeah, and kill me while I sleep?
And eat a hamburger.
That's right. All right, we got a break here. The news is coming up right after this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. F-bomb.
Out of context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context. Context.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, Friday morning, live in the Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran has your Friday morning drive. We are in the middle of our regular features. We've got no Nick D spies in there, but keep listening. That's the idea. Listen 24/7 when anybody mentions me in any capacity. Jot down the day, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We'll get a few of those for next week. And also, this is Straight Out of Context, and Esmeralda Leon is here. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Sitting here.
Good.
Listening.
Now, we're hoping, because we're going to do Straight Out of Context, and mm-hmm. you know you're familiar with Straight Out of
yes.
Context. This is when the listeners listen 24/7, and whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and you send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And you're particularly a fan of the Lou Manfredini out of context.
Yes.
I happen to be a fan. It's almost a tie,
mm-hmm.
but for me, it's Dave Ennett
yeah.
and Orion.
Yeah. No, those are good, too.
Yeah. They, because of who Dave and Orion are.
Right.
They are unbelievable pros.
Yeah.
Who would never talk like that in a million years. And so when they end up, when Dave or Enid, Dave or Enid, or Orion or Samuelson, end up on Straight Outta Context, it makes me delighted.
Yeah, it's a good day.
So hopefully we'll get some of those, and we'll get a Lou Manfredini one in there for you. Tom, what the hell?
What the hell is right? First one is John Williams coming to us from Brian J.
We should have more guys selling wieners.
It's an untapped market.
Hey. Was he talking about, like, baseball game?
Well, he's talking about just, like, street vendors.
Oh, street.
I agree. Sure. We should have more hot dog guys.
Man, I wish there was hot dogs just on every corner.
I agree.
My hot dog intake would be way up if that were.
I totally agree. I think that's a smart statement, although I would never refer to it as a wiener. Red hot? Frankfurter?
Not wiener.
No. Bratwurst?
Well, that's different.
Oh, fair enough.
It's different than a hot dog. So... All right. John wants more wieners. Okay, we got that. All right.
All right, next up, Steve Cochran.
Oh.
A regular. Caught by Fox Valley Mike.
Well, Dave and I have slept together.
Oh!
Scandal.
And Dave is in there, too.
Dave so adjacent, yeah.
Wow.
I bet Dave was the big spoon.
Wow. Oh, Dave kept him. Dave makes Steve feel safe. That's what I think. He holds him and makes him feel
He's
safe.
The rock. Yeah, no.
That steely demeanor of his.
Exactly. All right.
All right. Another John Williams here coming to us from Chris.
Who doesn't want a hand-pulled noodle on a first date?
The real kicker is he's talking to legendary restaurant critic Phil Vettel. Phil Vettel, pardon
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, Who doesn't want a hand-pulled noodle?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's how he talks to a legend of his craft.
Of course. Wow, John, all over the place. Man. Okay.
All right, next up, it's you, Nick.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Coming to us from Jesse.
He used to pull it out. What was I talking about?
Talking about your buddy who pulled out his glass eye.
Oh. Did I ever tell you the story of my buddy who had a glass eye?
I want
to
say
I went
yes.
to high school. He used to pop it out and put it in people's soups and stuff.
It's a horrible thing to do.
Did he do it in high school?
Yeah.
Okay, then yes.
Yeah, he was my high school guy. He was my buddy in high school. Had a glass eye. Used to pop it out and put it in
put
people's
in
soup.
Soups.
And then he's the one who went nuts in the gymnasium and kicked a ball and it shattered a lamp and glass came...
Raining down
with him, and he had his eye was taken out, so he had the socket, and he was just laughing as glass came raining down. It's a picture that I will never forget, and as I replay it in my mind, it's always in slow motion. Paul, one-eyed Paul, with glass.
Was the eye in his hand?
No, he put it in his locker, because in gym, because he was a football player,
right.
And any kind of physical activity, you'd have to like take the eye out. Because there's a possibility that it'll pop out. But if you're playing football and you get hit, it might get jarred back up into your head. So he would have to take for physical activity. He would have to take the glass eye out, and he would leave it in the locker.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Did he cover up the eye socket?
No.
He would say you know, there were time, hole.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he would have his eye closed. But like there were times when he would put an eye patch on. But for the most part, he would just walk around with no eye.
Now, could he? So he could willingly close that one eye.
Yeah. He didn't have an eye in there, but he could close it if he wanted to. But he usually just kept it open because he can see inside his head.
that just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of work. But it's also, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's also great pranks. It's not better than the wet grimace.
Eyes in soup.
All right. What's next?
Next up is the queen of Straight Outta Context.
By the way, texted me during Big Brother.
Oh, I knew she would.
Not texted me, but made a comment on my Facebook post. She her text her post, Tom, since you're watching, yeah, her post was Cliff is delusional.
Yeah. No, he's gone full Colonel Kurtz. Yeah. Like he's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Wendy Snyder here, caught by, let's see, Scott in Carpentersville.
Dogs like to do it with their heads. Why not my feet?
What? What?
Sticking your feet out the window of a car as it moves.
Oh.
Like a dog puts his head out.
Like his dog puts his head out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. While you're driving.
Yeah. But
yeah, that's not dangerous at all.
Okay.
Of course, you can't have Wendy without Bill. Oh. Here's Bill Leff.
Do you need some oral?
Oh, now.
Caught by Jesse.
You got a filthy, you got a dirty mind.
Dirty mind.
Okay, next.
All right, celebrity one here celebrating 25 years of the WGN-TV morning show. Here's Pat Tomasulo, caught by Mark D.
So I can imagine that they're going to be looking for things to fill holes with.
He's talking about the Jardinere bit that he did, right?
No, he's talking about potential reruns of Man of the People.
Oh, well, because he did a bit on Man of the People where he filled potholes with Jardinere. There's a very funny, it was a very funny bit.
Good
I thought that's what he was talking about. Okay, next.
All right, Mark Carmen here, caught by Linda.
I'm laying there. You're rubbing me. It feels good.
What the hell is going on there?
Couples massages.
Oh, God.
It didn't make it any better.
Okay.
No.
Hey, by
no,
the way,
no.
is let me ask you a question. Is there a remote for Cochran this morning?
Yes.
Oh, because I was going to say, Mary's not here. I get
the
nervous.
Panic.
And Dave's not here. What about Cheech and Chong? It's Dave, man. Dave's not here. No, yeah, so I always get, because without question, Mary shows up. Where are they doing the show from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do not know. I saw. Right. I was talking to Adam about it earlier.
Because I was looking up. I was looking up at
from
the screen.
Somewhere.
And traffic, Mary always gets here at 4:30 every
day.
It's it's almost 4:45 and she wasn't here and I had a panic attack. And then Dave is always here by at least 4:45, and he's not here. So I had to figure, by process of elimination, I figured out it must be a remote. Okay, we'll find out. All right, continue.
All right, Mark D. caught Nick here.
It gets hard nowadays. Oh, man.
Definitely does.
What was I talking about?
Talking about Know Your Onion.
Oh. Oh, because you can't tell the difference between a fake news story and a real news story anymore in this insane world that we live in. Okay.
Another WGN-TV personality here. Here's Anna Belleval.
He was so fantastic.
She's crazy. I love her.
She's something else.
I love her. Have you ever seen the footage of her going nuts with Ricky Martin?
Yes.
That's
awesome.
Adore that. It's so good.
So did Ricky.
Yeah, he did. I love Ricky Martin. He's the best. Did you watch that Giada Versace?
Yeah, the assassination.
Not Giada.
Oh, yeah.
Her brother, Gianni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
He's very good in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, one more before we break, right? We still have a few more?
Yeah, we still got a few more.
Okay, we'll do one more and then we'll break.
Yep, here's Bill Leff, caught by Lady Jane.
And I was all wet when I said it, too.
Oh, man. Like a grimace.
Good old wet grimace.
Oh, man. Was he in a shower? What?
They were talking about the song Moving in Stereo.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and the Phoebe
were they talking
was
about?
He, yeah. Was he doing the famous shot?
Was he? I mean, what did he do? Reenact it?
So help me God, if I saw Bill Leff reenact that scene, I'd claw my own eyes out.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, we're going to break here for some weather, and we come back. We got more Straight Out of Context, and we'll get a few fly jams in as well. And Esmeralda Leon is here.
Hi.
Hi.
So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as
F bomb.
As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight
out of context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
That's right. We're back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're wrapping up Straight Out of Context. Esmeralda Leon is here. Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right, Tom, let's get back to the contexts.
All right. Scott from Carpentersville caught Wendy here.
I cannot stand when someone is giving it to you and you put your hands up like, come on, give me more.
Oh, man.
Shocking.
Oh, man. Shocking.
She's not wrong.
No. All right.
All right. Jim here caught Roger Badish.
I wouldn't mind paying for it if it hadn't been free for the last 20 years.
What were they talking about?
You know, I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, was it the Cubs?
No, they were talking about, like reading articles online.
Oh,
like
right.
Having to pay
gotcha.
For articles.
Okay. All right. I thought they were talking about the Cubs because you have to pay to watch them now.
Yeah.
Next season. The Marquee Network.
Oh, jeez. Goodness.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Brian J. went on a marathon here and submitted just a bunch of great ones here. So these are the next few are going to be attributed to him. Here's Dean Richards.
I'm going to eat it for the next 10 days.
Good Lord. Okay.
John Williams here.
She's sticking her nose in my pocket and she's trying to pull it out.
The wieners again?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's where it is.
Those
okay.
wieners. All right. Of course, Lou Manfredini.
There you go.
Anywhere there's vegetation, I need to get that wet.
You love the Lou
Manfredini. Doesn't disappoint.
Absolutely. All right.
Especially when there's two of them.
Uh-oh.
The knob is in your hand.
Oh, Esmeralda, nice day to come back.
Oh, that was good.
And then finally, in honor of football season, Fox Valley Mike caught OB.
Oh, boy.
That's what you're getting paid to do. I don't want to hear any excuses or anything else. You're getting paid that kind of money. Show up!
Jeez. All right.
Yeah, you got to love those guys. Cos Hamp and OB. It's just...
they're very passionate.
When they lost that first game against Green Bay, it was some of the finest radio I've ever heard in my life. Just them screaming. Screaming. It was fantastic. Okay. Should we squeeze in a couple of fly jams?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky, and Viggity Viggity Vic, verified double V, running around like a lunatic in the newsroom. Esmeralda the Heart Melda is here.
Yeah.
And is Luscious Hushes here?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
All right, Luscious Hushes, what are some of the requests that we have received on this fine morn?
All right, our first request here coming to us from our friend Ike. It's It Feels Good by Tony, Tony, Tony. Ooh,
love this song. This is like a definitive fly jam. Like, you know, the era of, you know, when we coined the phrase a fly jam, that is smack dab in the wheelhouse of a fly jam. Tony, Tony, Tony.
Yes.
And they each spell Tony different. T-O-N-Y, T-O-N-E, T-O-N-I.
I always thought it was Tony Tone Tone.
No, it's Tony Tony Tony.
Tony Tony
Tony. Tony Tone Tony? Is that what you thought it was?
I think I thought it was Tony Tony Tone. Or Tony Tone Tone?
It's Tony Tony Tony. Okay. All right. What's the next request?
All right. Next request is coming to us from our pal Roosevelt. A little Chaka Khan.
Oh.
Back in the Day. Live.
Lights out. Mama was tricked up by them kids running in and out. She just meant you better be in.
By the way, I'm looking at Dean's weekend roundup here. He gave Downton Abbey a B+. He didn't say anything about Ad Astra. He showed a clip of Rambo, but they didn't screen it for the critics.
He's just going to have to go see it just like everyone else.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to see it tonight.
There you
I want to just I enjoy watching Sylvester Stallone kill people.
I'm sure he'd be happy to hear that from
yeah.
you.
So, all right.
All right, got time for one more?
Yeah, just one more.
Right, real quick here, a very early Fly Jam. Aretha Franklin, Don't Play That Song from Mark.
The days that I spent with you. Oh, no, don't let it play. It fills my heart with pain. Please stop it right away. I remember just what he said. He said, darling, I know that he lied.
All right. There you go, everybody. Little Fly Jams for you there. Esmeralda, it's just a delight every time you come down here.
And ditto.
We'll see you again soon, right?
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
That was fun. That was really, really fun. And congratulations on winning for the record.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
I'm going to go right now.
You better go right now.
Zombie Eddie Money and,
Rick Ocasek. Zombie Rick Ocasek waiting for you. All right, thanks, Esmeralda.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to break. The news is up after this.